For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It is June 2nd. We are at 6:06. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMC. It's our early morning crew. Good morning to you. Bright and beautiful afternoon again today. Temperatures in the low 70s, low humidity. This is a call off work day. Let's break up that week. Call off on a Tuesday. Shorten the week, work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Really, any day this week you could call off.
I know, because the weather's going to be so nice. Yeah.
I'll call you off.
No, I don't think you can do that. Are we allowed to do that? I would be, honestly, I'd be curious to hear you do that.
I would pull that off.
You would pull it off.
Kidding me?
But who, like, what, who would you be? Like a doctor? Like who, say you were calling me off.
I would be a doctor. That would be next level.
Well,
if your doctor called you off of work,
if you're
you were in intensive care.
If you're calling someone off of work, why aren't they calling? Like, who are you, the caller?
Yeah, I'm thinking
more,
you're right.
Like, are you the doctor?
That's true. Your significant other isn't calling you off of work. I should try that one time. Hey, Sandy. I need you to call Boss Chase real quick.
I'll do it for you next time.
That would be great. Why? Just tell him I'm not feeling good. Yeah, you're right.
I think there's a lot of...
It's not well thought out.
Yeah, right. Got to think that one through.
So... there's a lot happening on the show. Of course, at 6:40, we'll have Stevie on the socials. We have to talk Myles Garrett. I mean, it is a big news. We posted something yesterday. Describe that in 5 words or less. I should have put the disclaimer, 5 words we can read on the air.
A lot of them we cannot.
As I was scrolling through of our over 400 comments and 30,000 views on a simple post, because he was here a long time, made an impact. He's now gone. He's been traded to the Rams. We have Sporty Jen on the show that'll have your complete breakdown.
Complete. Very full breakdown of it.
At 7:10.
Mm-hmm.
Trump Tui on the way, brought to you by Apex Skin. So not only do you win those mugs, a $50 Apex Skin gift card would be yours. If you win, then qualify for the grand prize at Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. I mean, let alone Jamaica, we get you qualified for. First boarding pass at 9:22. Like, it just keeps going and going and going. Of course, maybe the highlights this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
What's your guess today? We take one guess today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Good luck.
Yes, good luck. Mm-hmm. One of these days, it'll be the day.
One of these days.
And it could be today. That's what makes the game so exciting. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Myles Garrett's gone, and I'm a Browns fan, so I don't know how I feel. How do you feel about that?
I hate it. I want to start a protest and not give the Haslams a dime of the money, our money, because I've had it. Who's next, Ward?
Ward is probably next. Some of these people that have been around for a while that have stuck around through some pretty bad football, but some of these core players, probably including Denzel Ward, they won't be here very long, you would think. I mean, are they going to win anything this year? No, they're looking ahead to next. They're really looking ahead to that stadium is what they're doing. That's
well, is that going to make them win the stadium?
No, it will not make them. I don't get it. I'm sorry to get off track, but we would love your guess for dead guy in the envelope.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, I don't think we've had that guess yet. It's not him, though.
Oh, it's not. We appreciate talking football, though, and a good guess. The game continues tomorrow morning. Maybe tomorrow will be the day. On Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We'll get to Stevie on the socials coming up at 6:40.
So if you were hoping to go to Paris to see Celine Dion, good news. She's added more dates. That's in 60 seconds. Avon Lake at 59 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Nearly a year after a fire caused millions of dollars in damage at the Rocky River Brewing Company, they've officially reopened, spending a year rebuilding. Celine Dion has added more dates to her comeback tour after selling out her first round of Paris concerts. There's 10 more dates, in May of next year. A select number of fans who registered the first time around, maybe if you're one of them, you'll get access again, but not guaranteed tickets. The performance is her first major concert run in 5 years after her battle with stiff person syndrome. And Burger King, these stories always make me think of Stevie, because I know she's like,
she'll know what this is.
Kind of like the food
guru. Doesn't it sound a little sus?
The crown nuggets?
How you get them shapes? I feel like that's not a natural shape.
That is.
What do you think, Jen?
You're right. That is. I don't think they come in this shape.
Stevie's
going
to know what year they came out,
yes.
What chicken they use, what Dippy Doos are available.
Yes, she is. I see these stories and I think of Stevie. Like, I feel
remember when I talk about chicken selects on the air?
Oh.
And I said that that's not a thing. That was 2 years ago.
She brought it up at our meeting last week.
She did.
Yes, she did.
I said, I don't think that was a thing, nor do I think that they were better than the chicken nuggets. She was so upset with me. I don't know about
this. But according to her, it has to do with the seasoning, Tim.
Like, does it have the prongs on this thing? Like, is it the...
They're crown-shaped. They're crown-shaped chicken nuggets at Burger King. They're back today.
They're back today.
Today's the day.
And they haven't been around since when? It's been like...
2011.
Oh, I need a crown nug expert. Can you describe these? Is it like a round nug with the prongs coming off of it?
That feels
like
wrong.
Like a chicken tiara?
Well, now I need to look it up.
I haven't looked at the picture.
I didn't see the photo. Stevie will know.
She will know.
Stevie. All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Gwyneth Paltrow is currently going viral for a food hack, if you will, that she says will work. People in the comments, they're not feeling it.
First of all, I'm so glad. I only read the headline on this story. I am very excited to hear you explain it because I was confused.
It is confusing to hear.
It's like a food replacement, right?
Yes.
Like it's like a, right. It didn't make sense to me. Yeah.
That's coming up next. Stevie on the socials. We're less than 4 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Gwyneth Paltrow is going viral for a dairy substitute that she recommended. She was on the Today Show and she was making gluten-free turkey meatballs. And there's this clip, just like a very short clip going viral. So this is what she says.
If you want to avoid dairy, one trick that I do is I dice up arugula and I put it in.
Really?
It sounds weird, but it kind of adds like a nice texture to it, and it's delicious.
So if you just hear that and see that clip, you might think that that's very weird. And it does sound weird. And all the internet was they took it not serious. And they were like, oh, yeah, I love when I add arugula to my coffee.
Right.
Or like things like that, or sprinkle it into my cake or like anything sweet. But so then Gwyneth Paltrow had to clarify, like her team had to clarify that that was just specifying in that recipe specific, like with the meatballs, because the arugula acts like a Parmesan substitute.
Oh, okay.
It's like saltier. So that's the dairy, not your coffee.
It's still strange to me, like to substitute a dairy product for a vegetable for a dairy product. When I just heard that clip too, because like I said, I had read the headline. I didn't actually go deep dive into the story. Then I was like, well, maybe it serves as like a thickening agent to like hold the meatball together, but you wouldn't think arugula would do that.
It's like the taste. It adds like what a Parmesan cheese would add to a meatball when you add that.
I don't feel like they taste the same.
Well,
I was
going to
ask,
but
yeah, same thing. Like, what taste would that bring?
Arugula is delicious.
It is good.
Parmesan's
and how much of
delicious.
It, you know what I mean? There's a lot to it there. And it would change the consistency a little bit, right? I mean, there's something.
I thought it was a consistency thing, but
then
apparently.
I think you need to try it.
Yeah, you probably need to try it, Jen, at home by yourself, not with us.
Exactly. I don't know. After today's Tasty Tuesday fail, kind of.
How mad are you at Jen's Tasty Tuesday?
I was afraid you might be.
That is.
Look, I worked with what I had, Stevie. We'll get to that on the show.
Yeah,
later
that's
today.
A little bit later
you
on.
You went rogue.
You did
I
go
did.
Rogue.
You made up your own.
So there you go.
Kind of.
We'll try arugula coffee next week.
No, we will not.
That is not a thing. Good morning. I know that we need to get to our Myles Garrett content at 7:10 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. But we might need to pull that video that was posted. The Tasty Tuesday video.
What do you mean, pull it? Take my it Tasty Tuesday? Just,
or rename it, maybe.
What?
Maybe
yeah, that
rename
might be better,
it.
Yeah.
Why would you rename it?
It is not correct.
It's not at all correct. I don't know what is correct about it at all.
I don't understand why you have a problem with it. Look, I was trying something that's gone viral with the items I had in my house. I didn't. It's kind of like how Gwyneth substitutes arugula for Parmesan. I made substitutes.
Now that makes less sense.
Now that, listen, that makes less sense. My substitutes were better than Gwyneth's.
But you substituted the main thing. Like, she didn't substitute the meatball of the meatball.
All right.
That, Stevie's getting this.
I did, but listen, I was doing this like on Saturday at like 8 p.m. and I was like, I'm not going to the store to get the real thing. I'm just going to use, I have everything in the house except the one thing. But
the main thing.
Yeah,
but
the two words that make it up, you don't have
one. You made your own recipe. You should have named it something else.
Don't you think I had like a pretty good substitute though?
Well, if you were just making a regular version of this item, yes. But this viral version, you have to have that component or else you just are making.
So I didn't really
make it. Kind of in the name.
I feel like what I used though is a good, I mean, it's close enough. Kind of. I mean, Nate loved it, as you'll see when you watch the video.
That was good husband duty because he tried to push through and he hated it.
It was so. And you
what did he say? This was nice. Or something.
Oh,
like, no.
That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's right his reaction there. When he took a bite.
And you're on video. We can see. Your
facial
face.
Expression, you can see him trying.
And when the second bite is smaller than the first, like there's so many tells in that video.
And then, he takes the second bite and he's like, oh yeah, that's good. It's growing on me. I'm like, that is not.
It's not literally good. Still sitting there on the counter.
Correct.
He's going to go back to it at some point. But yeah, you can watch the video now. It's on all the socials.
Please
for
do.
A Tasty Tuesday. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim show. Temperatures in the low 70s today, low humidity. We'll see some sunshine. I really wish our brother station 92.3 The Fan had something to talk about this morning.
I think they've got plenty.
Not much to talk about at all. No, it's a big deal. We were talking about this. It doesn't matter if you're a music station or a sports station or whatever it might be. We're a live and local show. We mentioned it before. Broadcast live in the Halley Building. You live on the west side. I live on the east side. I've been a Browns fan since I can remember. And clearly, major news yesterday.
Yeah, they've traded Myles Garrett to the Rams. He is the franchise's all-time sacks leader after 9 seasons. The Browns get a pass rusher, Jared Verse.
He's good.
And
he's good.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And multiple draft picks, first round pick in 2027. And then yesterday afternoon, Myles Garrett, we saw a post on social media, very heartfelt goodbye to Cleveland, with the best line being, loving you is easy, leaving you is the hard part.
That is.
It felt romantic, kind of.
I mean,
like,
he should
what
be
a
songwriter.
Story, right?
That's the case. Some type of Taylor Swift collab. Like, who comes up with that line?
Maybe she helped him. Is he
nice.
Friends with Travis?
Jack like, Antonoff got in on that.
I don't know.
That
something.
Was really good. I read that.
Maybe.
I said, he is deep.
Yeah.
Been here for almost a decade.
I know.
Representing the community. Minority owner in the Cavs. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we have Sporty Jen, thank goodness, to be able to break this down.
Yes, of course. I know I told you a couple things about all of this that you didn't know. And
I wasn't even sure who he was.
Right. I broke the news to you yesterday. So, yeah.
So, on social, which just went like viral. I mean, it was 30,000 views. Of course, we want to tap into this. And it is a big deal. And I mean, I've mentioned it before. I grew up loving the Browns, still do. Myles Garrett has been traded to the Rams. Give us your thoughts in 5 words or less. I did make a mini fail because I should have said, give us your thoughts in 5 words or less that we can read on the air.
There's a percentage of comments, and there are hundreds of comments there that we can read. I don't know, 30%?
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, there's a lot
I thought this is going to be easy.
Some profanity.
You're going to tap in. What
right.
do you think about it? It's Myles right. Garrett. He's gone. It's your Browns, your season ticket holders. You watch them. It's a transitional period, right? We're no longer going to be going on the lake here pretty soon to watch your Browns. We always have.
That's right.
We always have. That's different. Everything, things are changing. Myles Garrett's out of here, whatever. Rachel says, my Sundays will be free. She is not happy.
Mm-mm.
Can't. Oh, Wendy's like, I can't comment on this. Children may see my comments. Allison, a new stadium for who? Valerie, I can't comment. I would be in Facebook jail.
Oh.
a lot of people saying, go get that ring, Miles, because if you don't know, like, the Rams are really good.
Yeah.
Adding that piece to the puzzle is a big, big deal. Great weather there. It's L.A. I'm sure he's not hating this at all. So we're collecting your thoughts. I mean, you heard about it yesterday. Continuing with the comments, if you want to call, we are here for you. 216-343-1021. Specifically, Sporty Jen here for you.
For sure. We could break it down together.
Absolutely. Breaking it down. All right. We are at 7:08. Good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Miles Garrett's gone, and I'm a Browns fan, so I don't know how I feel. How do you feel about that?
I hate it. I want to start a protest and not give the Haslams a dime of the money, our money, because I've had it. Who's next, Ward? They gave away Mayfield for a quarterback who sat the bench for 3 years.
And you watch. He's going to start.
And he'll play two games and then sit on the bench collecting his check.
As you age, you get less and less lured into the allure of what might be and more to realization of just what is. I mean, they just are perpetually not good and haven't been perpetually good legitimately probably since Bernie Kosar, which he left the team in 1993. I mean, that's 30-plus years ago.
You know what my 7-year-old grandson said when he heard Miles Garrett was traded?
What's that?
He said, I'm
That's funny. And it is when they, I mean, the superstars are who your sons and daughters gravitate towards, right? When Odell was here, wasn't everybody Odelling in the front yard? But that's a big name that came to town. People look up to him. Miles Garrett, same thing. Just wrecking games. People look up to him. You lose these guys. Who is now the superstar on the team?
Denzel Ward right now.
Yeah. I mean, who are the kids going to try to emulate on the team? I mean, if you're watching a show, you're gravitating towards characters. They're funny. They're good looking. That's me on the screen. Who are the kids emulating now? Who's the superstar? The guy that's great in Cleveland and representing the Cleveland. Who is that person now that they're going to emulate? I have a tough time answering that.
We're going to have to go with Sanders if he gets to play, if they don't get rid of him.
It took me that many songs to be able to find a comment that we can read on the air. On
the
Star
good news
102,
is,
Cleveland's feel good.
There's a lot of comments. There's a lot of passion, a lot of reaction.
Of course,
it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
9 years with Miles Garrett.
That's right. Missy, I am so angry with the Browns right now. A lifelong supporter of the Browns, this must make me want to stop watching. Miles is the man. And I totally understand why he would want to leave and get his last few years on a winning team. But man, it is hard. Sorry, I'm going to love that comment. We're going to put a heart on that thing. Missy, I'm sorry. Tell you, feel the same way.
He said it's hard that he's leaving.
Mike, I can't read these. It has to be arable content. I mean, it has to be something we can read in 5 words or less. I appreciate it. It's funny off the air. I just can't bring it on the air. Let's just recap so far. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have hundreds of comments we cannot read on the air.
But we're grateful for your comments.
And we have a Tasty Tuesday video we might need to pull down.
I don't know why you would pull it down on Tuesday. A couple people have made the same comment, though, that you and Stevie have made.
It is, at the very least, misleading.
I worked with what I had.
Well, I would love to see what you would use if you were an owner of, let's just say, like a Dippin' Dot stand. You just dip in whatever you...
Listen, I wanted something sweet. And
some
I was like,
dots,
you know what?
Dippin' Dots. Dots, dots.
This will be perfect. It was last weekend. I'm like, this will be perfect. I have cake mix. I have part of the ingredients. I can make my own frosting. It was like half.
This is very incorrect.
Half right.
Stevie's so mad. She's had her door shut the entire time in disappointment.
She won't even look
at me. It's the door of disappointment.
I'm sorry, Stevie.
Yeah, we'll get
I hate
to that.
Letting her down.
You can watch the video. We'll get into that, into the, it's not a fail. Well, today it was. You know, there's a lot at 810. That's all I can get to.
So many angles on that one. Okay, new film about Cleveland, filmed in Cleveland, premiering this weekend. That's in 60 seconds. Avon Lake is today's Star City at 59 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. A new film about Cleveland's infamous unsolved torso murders premiering this weekend. Kingsbury Run follows Elliot Ness. The movie debuts Saturday and was mostly filmed here in Northeast Ohio. One of the world's most famous steam locomotives coming to Lake County next week. The Lake County History Center will host Big Boy Day on June 8th to celebrate the arrival of Union Pacific's massive Big Boy number 4014 locomotive. There'll be railroad exhibits, family activities, and a chance to see the train pass through the area. And after three seasons, HBO's Euphoria is officially over. Now, I know this was Sunday night, but the show's creator had to speak out and say, yeah, he confirmed it. The Sunday's episode was the series finale. You're a Euphoria watcher. Were you questioning whether or not it was over?
Steve is the Euphoria. I watched a few episodes.
I see.
And okay. Then I did not. I thought it was already, we already knew that. I mean, they have all grown
That's
out of their
I
roles.
Thought.
They're all superstars. I'm surprised they ever did a season three. And I thought we did know that, but you're right. It's there. I guess apparently was no definitive end until now.
Until the show's creator said so. So, yep, that was it. We're done.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday morning. It's the Jen and Tim Show. About an hour away from your first boarding pass. Going to play a quick round of One Truth, One Lie. So
that
this is
fun.
It's a new game. So it's a tasty Tuesday. Which one is the truth? Which one is the lie? There's two sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Jen made the viral dot cake. That's one. Her husband, Nate, hates it. That's true. One truth, one lie. Steve, I hope Stevie will even, she is so disappointed. Outside of a round of Trump tweet, no, that's also a lie. Because we do Stevie on the socials at 6:40. Outside of those two times, has the production door been open?
No, it hasn't.
Not
but listen,
at all.
Stevie on the socials is what motivated this Tasty Tuesday that I did in my home this past weekend. I worked with what I have.
It's
you should
right.
be proud of me for making the tweaks I thought I could make.
The video, it needs renamed.
To what?
We'll have to brainstorm together.
It's Tasty Tuesday.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't even know if that's correct.
According to Nate.
In all seriousness, there's way too much to get to in this Tasty Tuesday. I'm going to try to convince the producer Stevie to come in next. Producer Stevie, did Jen make the viral dot cake?
No.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Producer Stevie, did Jen try to make the dot cake?
You made a cake in a cup.
You made a cake in a cup.
You didn't even
layers,
like the cup
the wrong
from
cake,
what I
there's no dots.
No, it's a deeper cup than usual, but that's a tweak that's allowed.
Deep cup.
Well, yeah, I wanted two layers of frosting and two layers of cake. I thought it would be more, you know, full and delicious
yeah.
in that way.
I mean, I understand, like, you can take it and make it your own to a certain extent.
Right, which like, is what I did. Well, I used what I had.
Yeah, like, you could use maybe a carrot cake instead, but you can't not use dots for dot cake.
You can't. Dot is in the title.
What if I would have cut up the sprinkles and made them into circular dots.
There we go.
That would have been a lot of work.
That is a lot of work, but attempt.
Well, I didn't have dots. I only had sprinkles.
Well, then you would have to wait until you have dots.
You have to wait till you have the dots.
Well, why not just make the cake anyway and see how it tastes?
Then you just have cake, and that's delicious.
It was delicious, let me tell you. I can't even tell you enough how delicious it was.
So what was correct about the dot cake? You've said we mentioned we got it from Stevie mm-hmm. on the socials.
Yes,
we've seen it
mm-hmm.
as well. But what was correct? What did Jen do correctly? I mean, was it the cake flavor?
I mean, you can do whatever flavor
you can do whatever. But
okay, because it's funfetti. It's usually funfetti.
It's
right?
usually funfetti.
The main place they offer chocolate, red velvet,
oh.
and funfetti.
Oh, they
so
do.
I'm okay.
Okay, I didn't
yeah.
see that. I saw red velvet and funfetti. I didn't see chocolate.
Does
okay,
the frosting so that's matter? Because I had to make my own. I didn't have that either.
I think they have like a certain recipe of their like the buttercream or whatever.
Probably a buttercream.
But I don't.
Didn't
that's
do that.
Not really like those are like tweaks that I'd be okay with. It's really just the fact that you have to have the crunchy dots.
Yeah, the
like,
sprinkles
and
are
you
not
have
crunchy.
To dip it
I did dip it
into the crunchy dots.
Oh, I dipped it into sprinkles.
Yeah.
So I still see. I feel
they
like
don't have the crunch. They like, don't have the crunch.
That
they
is
don't
true.
Have the crunch, the consistency. You use like tubes.
But I feel like if we were saying like how close to the dot cake am I? Because I got the chocolate right, and you said it's okay to tweak the frosting because I did a whipped cream frosting mm-hmm. said to make it. Am I like 80%
well,
correct?
You're making a lot of tweaks. Like at this point, it's like
not even
I tweak
the jar
this,
is right.
This. Yeah, like you tweak
the jar,
everything.
Really, the flavor. I mean,
put more cake in. You would think that's a plus, not a negative. No.
And isn't it just that, like you, when she pushed it to the cake, it's just a single layer of cake, right?
Yeah.
And she doubled down on that, which once again, you can do.
Who doesn't want more cake?
Yeah, you can do
I
that.
I want
it's
more
just
cake.
At the
I
end
did
of
that.
The day, the more variations you make, the less dot cake it is.
So I didn't make a dot cake, no, is what you're saying.
You just made a cake treat.
I feel like I made a almost dot cake.
It is dot
I
free.
I made a tube
It's
cake.
A dot free cake. We need to adjust the title.
What should we call it?
Dot free. Dot free.
No, that's not even
dot
like
free.
Maybe what would you call a sprinkle?
What do they
it's
call?
Like a rectangle cake?
Jimmy's.
No.
They, someone
a Jimmy cake.
Did they really?
Yeah. They said those are Jimmy.
Those
should
are...
we call it a Jimmy cake?
Yeah, it makes it a little weird.
I don't
weird.
Like that.
Should we get to Nate's fake reaction, but good husband duty next? Is that a possibility? Because
he's
we
so
can,
transparent.
We can see his face.
He's so transparent.
We can see the face. And when the second bite is less than the first,
yeah,
that's also a tell.
It's bad.
On the dot cake, not dot cake. That is coming up in 2 minutes. Thank you, Kristen. LOL, it's not a dot cake if you aren't using the dot size sprinkles. Steve said in the video, Jen said,
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Steve said.
I don't think I did.
Rick, good husband answer, Nate. Let's get to that, shall we? He's in the video.
Yeah, he's in the video because Nate is a sweets guy. He loves sweets. And I made this, and I made some tweaks to the dot cake, which apparently were too many. And I made my own frosting because I didn't have any. And I made the whipped cream kind because I like that kind. That's my favorite.
Even when you describe it, like, there's nothing that says dot cake in anything you said in the last 8 seconds.
All right, fine. Fine. I didn't make a dot cake. I made cake and it was delicious. And so was the frosting right up until I gave it to Nate.
Once again, loves sweets.
Loves sweets. And when I tasted it, I was like, okay, I love the frosting I made because I didn't put in, I mean, I even like cut the sugar in half. It was like a powdered sugar you had to add to it. And I cut it in half because I don't like it real sweet. And I knew immediately, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to like this. And I gave him a bite. And well, I mean, it's worth watching the video just for Nate's reaction. I think the quote is, it's very nice.
He did say not sweet enough as
yeah.
well.
He did
for
say.
Him, for him.
For him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very nice. Who says that about cake? It's very nice. And then he goes in for another bite.
He knows his duty.
And says, oh, it's growing on me.
But the second bite was like an infant-sized bite.
That's terrible.
He did not go back
did
in.
Did he go in for a third off camera?
I don't think so, because I think there was a half-eaten one in the fridge later that evening.
There's also, I think, and we have to get the three things, but I also think that there's an unfair bar that has been set. Because just weeks ago, he was in Jamaica with his favorite ice cream of all time, and now trying to go to a non-dot cake, probably a little tough. That you said you cut back for the sweets because you don't like it, and he likes the sweet. Like,
yeah. Well,
so you would rate it out of how many out of 10 if it was you and we take the Nate out of the equation because it wasn't sweet enough?
Oh, I thought it was like an 8 out of 10.
An 8?
Cake. I loved it. I thought it was delicious. Now,
what if it had the dots?
I don't know.
12
I guess
out of 10?
I guess we'll never know.
Maybe they're.
Apparently, I did not make a dot cake. So when you see this posted on social media, don't believe the hype. It's
please,
not a dot cake.
Please put it on TikTok and said you tried the viral dot cake.
No, I'm afraid I'll go viral for the wrong reasons.
Look at my viral dot cake.
No,
not
will.
A dot cake
Get
at all.
A lot of comments, people being upset at you.
Yes, they would. I don't want that.
That's all right. It looked, in all fairness, if you take the dot cake out of it and what, it looked delicious. Like, it looks like
thank
it probably
you.
Tasted really good.
Do you like
double
like
layer
nice
cake?
Cake?
I mean, chocolate cake and whipped cream. How can you possibly go wrong with it? It wasn't really the dot cake.
And what I didn't tell you is that I did that little trick when you have a box cake and you like add an extra egg and you use milk instead of water and all that. Have you ever done that with the box cake?
I use arugula.
Oh. Ew. Okay, Gwyneth.
No.
I don't
it was
eat
really
chocolate
good.
Cake or I don't like ice cream.
Cut stuff out of the chocolate. Wait, what did you do? We can't get to it. We got to get three things.
I don't. You
cut the sugar back. You did everything. I don't know.
Well, that was the frosting. No, with the cake, though, you can make it more like a bakery style cake when you add like an extra egg.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the
box mix calls for water and you use milk instead, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Butter instead of shortening or instead of oil.
This is literally just a jar of cake, is what was made.
I think you're right.
Jar cake. Check out our jar cake.
I concede. It's a jar cake.
Maybe you'll start a new trend.
Maybe I will. Jar cakes. All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.